Today from the Ohio Newsroom, Ohio's newest state park.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from the Ohio Education Association, representing dedicated professionals who work to continuously improve Ohio's public schools every day. You can stand with the Ohio Education Association, educators, and parents to ensure students have the tools to succeed, because public education matters. More at ohea.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Great Council State Park is the newest addition to Ohio's park system, and it's the first and only to feature a center that honors Ohio's native peoples. From member station WYSO, Adriana Martinez-Smiley reports.
At first glance, Great Council State Park looks like any other in Ohio. A stretch of prairie, a smattering of trees, trails that lead off into the forest. But its location is part of what makes it special. It sits on the former site of Old Chillicothe, one of the largest known 18th century Shawnee villages in Ohio. Shawnee tribes and their ancestors had a presence in the Ohio River Valley for more than 14,000 years before the federal government forcibly removed them in the early 19th century. Chief Glenna Wallace from the Eastern Shawnee Tribe of Oklahoma says, "The opening of this park is a historical moment.
We stand upon the shoulders of giants who have gone before us. For every single person involved in the beginning, the construction, and then the future of this, you are indeed a giant, and we congratulate you."
Her tribe is one of three federally recognized Shawnee nations, along with the absentee Shawnee Tribe of Oklahoma and the Shawnee Tribe. All three had a hand in creating the park. At the opening celebration on June 7th, Chief Ben Barnes from the Shawnee Tribe says this park will ensure their culture persists in Ohio.
"So when we're up here, I often wondered, how often will Shawnee language be heard in our homelands after our absence? And today you've heard some of it, but you will have it here in Ohio for all time now, thanks to this museum."
For the last 3 years, people like Barnes and Talon Silverhorn have been working on the details of the park. Silverhorn is a member of the Eastern Shawnee Tribe and the Cultural Programs Manager for ODNR. He relocated to Ohio from Oklahoma to do on-the-ground planning for Great Council. He says one of the most important features of the park is the Shawnee Interpretive Center, which is modeled after an 18th century Shawnee longhouse.
"Here at Great Council, one of the things that you will see consistently is an interpretation of Shawnee life through different time periods and the persistence of the Shawnee community into the contemporary, with a sort of big focus on where we are today and what we live and do today."
The two-story center features a theater, an indoor living stream populated with native aquatic life, a photo exhibit, and interactive displays. The park also focuses on natural features, such as access to the Little Miami River and native prairie planted on site. Though the park is officially erected, Governor Mike DeWine says the development process isn't over.
"But we have an obligation here to tell the story as best we know it. Doesn't mean everything's perfect, doesn't mean we get everything right, but I think you're going to continue to see this evolve."
It's a sentiment echoed by Chief Ben Barnes.
"We've been engaged with Ohio for more than 20 years, so this is just one more step in that ongoing continuation of a growing relationship."
ODNR's Cultural Programs Manager, Talon Silverhorn, says the park and its center are meant to be dynamic spaces, continuously changing as more Shawnee history and more recent stories of their peoples emerge. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Adriana Martinez-Smiley.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.